We all know that there's a mitzvah de'oraisa to take a galad minim on the first day of Sukkot. The pasuk says, "Ulkachta lachem bayom harishon priyetz hadar," etc. Bayom harishon. In the mikdash, there's a mitzvah de'oraisa to take the galad minim kol shiva, all 7 days of Sukkot, as the pasuk says, "Usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yom." The end of the pasuk, shivas yom. The Mishnah in Sukkah daf mem aleph and aleph. If you have the Maromakomas, it's in source one. Rabbi Yochem ben Zakkai she'elulav nitol b'medina shiva zechel hamikdash. Rabbi Yochem ben Zakkai was misaken after the churban beis hamikdash that lulav should be taken begvulin, should be taken even b'medina 7 days zechel hamikdash. That's what we do. Lulav b'zman hazeh is called shiva. We take it all the 7 days of Sukkot. It's only a drabon. It's a takon of zechel hamikdash. It's not linked to the daraisa of the first day of Yom Tov, but rather it's linked to the other daraisa, the daraisa of Smachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. That daraisa applies b'mikdash, but even b'gvulin, right? The takana was that even b'medina, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, one should take the lulav midrabanan as a zeichel mikdash. The Rishonim have a debate as to what is defined as mikdash for this halacha. What is mikdash and what is medina? Rashi and Sukkah, and in other places, Rashi says that Mikdash is what you think it means. It means the Beis HaMikdash, Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis in Rosh Hashanah, where we have a similar halacha, a similar distinction between Mikdash as opposed to Medina, the Rambam says that Mikdash includes Yerushalayim as well. In Source 3, it says, Karbiyanu lecha kama pa'amim ki Mikdash nikreis Yerushalayim kula, Medina sha'ar Eretz Yisrael. Mikdash includes Yerushalayim. The Sefer Bikurei Yaakov, a beautiful Sefer on Hilchos Lulav, and Hilchos Sukkah, so he points out that according to the Rambam, if Yerushalayim is included within Mikdash, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechir points out that Kedushas Yerushalayim exists even b'zman hazeh, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, even if Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was lost and it's only Derabbanan b'zman hazeh, which is a Shaila, but the Rambam holds Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash remain. Because their kedusha stems from the shechina, ushechina lo betela. The kedusha shechina never left the Beis HaMikdash. So if the shechina never left, then the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still is there. Yerushalayim draws its kedusha from the Mikdash, so kedusha is Yerushalayim according to the Rambam exists as well, even bezman hazeh. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechir at the end of Perek Vav. Zokta b'Kirei Yaakov, put two and two together. The Rambam holds Yerushalayim is included in the definition of Mikdash, and kedusha Yerushalayim exists even bezman hazeh. So it should emerge that the mitzvah was smachtem lefnei Hashem elokechem shivas yomim within the old city of Yerushalayim at least should exist even bizman hazeh. So what should come out is that even if a person takes a lulav and esrog outside the old city, let's say, I don't know, he lives in Bayit Vegan, Meir Sharim, he lives in Tel Aviv, anyway, right? And he takes the lulav and esrog, davens in a minyan in the morning, takes the lulav and esrog outside the old city, but he's going to visit the old city, he's going to go to the kotel later in the day. Or he's going to visit friends in the old city. It could be that there's a chiyuv for him to take a lulav and esrog with him to the old city, to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, v'smachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. If we're talking on the rest of the days of Sukkot, he certainly didn't have any mitzvah d'oraisa. There's a shaila whether on the first day, if you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, so is there an extra din of usmachtem on the first day as well? But leaving that out, let's say it's Chol HaMoed. So everyone who takes the lulav and esrog on Chol HaMoed is mekayim at takanav zechel hamikdash, is a din derabban. That's all you're being mekayim. So if you're going to go into the old city, perhaps there should be a chiyah, there should be a chumrah that you should take a lulav and esrog with you to be mekayim the din of usmachtem with Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, that special mitzvah derais. And they say that's what the Brisker Rav did. The Brisker Rav was Macha. Whenever he went, sometimes he visited the Kotel in the afternoon. Maybe he didn't daven at the Kotel in the morning. He didn't daven Shachrista, but he visited the Kotel later. So he would take a lulav and esrog with him to be Macha, to be the kind this extra din of his Macha, lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis points out that when do you fulfill the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav? When you notah the lulav, mida agbei nafakeh. When you pick up the dalamin, and that's when you yotzei the mitzvah of lulav esrog. So Tosfos is troubled. Famous Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes in Sukkah, that when should we make the bracha on the lulav and esrog? We know that the mitzvah is to recite a brichas a mitzvah dafka over lasi osan before you do the ma'aseh mitzvah. So it says Tosis, when do you do the Maisa Mitzvah? If we say Mida Agbe Nafagbe, from the moment that you pick up a little Nasa, give them the Kayim the Mitzvah, so then how can you make the Bracha? You can't make the Bracha while the Lulav and Esrog are still sitting on the table, because that's called over the over Las Yosan. That's too far removed, too far before the Maisa Mitzvah. To pick up the Lulav and Esrog first, and then to make the Bracha, that's making a Bracha La'achar Las Yosan. So what are you supposed to do? This is the age-old question that Tosfos asks in Sukkot Daf Lamedbeis. And Tosfos offers no fewer than four answers to this question. It is in source four. First, Tosfos wants to suggest that maybe you should take the lulav. Don't take the esrog. Take only the three minim, and then you'll take the esrog later. So as long as you're not holding all the four minim, you haven't been yotze yet. They are ma'akev zu esu. So you can make the bracha. But it's closer to the asiyas. That's called over lasiyasan, and it's not over the over. Then Tosfos suggests that maybe you should take both the lulav and esrog, but turn the esrog upside down. Why? Because you're only yotze kederach gedilasan, the way that the lulav and esrog grow, and the esrog grows with the pitum up, even though ultimately it does turn down, but it starts growing with the pitum up until it gets too heavy. So that's why it's kederach gedilasan to take the esrog with the pitum up. So if you turn the esrog upside down, then you're not going to be yotze either. It's not kederach gedilasan, so it's over las yosan, but it's not over the over because you're holding the dalaminim in your hand. And then Tosfos suggests that maybe you should pick up the lulav and esrog in the proper way, with the esrog with the pitum standing up, facing up. But you should have kavana shelo latzeis. Have explicit kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah. We spoke about this at great length last year. Right, whether kavana shelo latzeis helps you. There's a machlokas, or the mitzvah srichas kavana, or mitzvah sein srichas kavana. Even according to the mandama, the mitzvahs srichas kavana. Right? Even according to Madama, the mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. But if you have negative kavana, is that worse? Is it worse if you have a negative kavana? It's a shayla and poskim, machlokas harishoni. The Tosfos says maybe that's what you should do. Maybe have kavana shelo latzeis. If you have kavana shelo latzeis, again, it's over las yosan because you're picking the dalet minim up, but you're not going to be yotze yet, and you have kavana only to be yotze after the bruch. These are the three answers that Tosfos offers in the beginning. And then he adds a third and final answer. He says, Inami, look in source 4, take a look in the fourth line. Inami mishum blogama mitzvoso ad achar ninua. Says Tosfos, you know what, maybe you could pick up the lulav and esrog in a normal way. But the reality is, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah completely. The mitzvah of netilas lulav is not fulfilled dafka through the netila itself, but you need nanuim too, you have to shake the lulav and esrog. So before nanuim, the mitzvah is not complete. The mitzvah is not complete, then you can make the bracha. Pick up the lulav and esrog in the normal way. But you can say the bracha afterwards because the mitzvah is not complete. This idea is alluded to in Tosfos and Psachim as well, in Source 5, in Rav Zayin. Tosfos says, V'omiri, avagav denofak akati osik a mitzvah shetzorek l'nanea b'kriyas hala. Tosfos and Psachim also says, nanuim are part of the mitzvah, but he's mechadish even further that the nanuim of halel are also included in the mitzvah, not just nanuim that we do b'shas ha-bracha. When we make the bracha on the lulav and esrog, so we do shake them. But we also shake it in the halal. So it comes Tosfos Psachim and says, no, even nanuim of halal are part of the mitzvahs. It sounds from Tosfos that let's say you picked up a lulav and esrog, even if you shook the lulav and esrog, but if you forgot the bracha, if somehow you forgot the bracha initially, you can make the bracha even after the shaking of the dalet minim, as long as you haven't done nanuim of halal, then the mitzvah still is incomplete. And you can still make the bracha. You can still make the bracha. What is this fourth day of Tosfos and Sukkah, Tosfos and Psachim, what's this fourth day assuming? To Lechora, what they're assuming is that any mitzvah that's nimsheches, any mitzvah that has a continuation, so even if you don't make a bracha before the beginning, before the tchilas kiyuma mitzvah, it's enough to make the bracha before the end of the mitzvah. And that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam Milchus Brachas in Surah 7. In Surah 6, the Rambam says, Ha'osa mitzvah v'lo birech, in mitzvah she'adayin asiyosa kayemes v'varech achar asiyah. The Rambam says that if you have an asiyas ha-mitzvah, that's nimsheches, a mitzvah nimsheches, so even if you didn't make the bracha initially, you can make the bracha after the asiyah. Vim davar sha'avar hu eino mevar. But if it's something that the maisa is at one point in time, then if you didn't make the bracha before that maisa, you can make the bracha later. Ketzad, he gives examples. Hareish nesatik betzitzis, o shalavash tefillin, o shiyoshav b'sukav lo birach chilav, chozer u'mevarich. Says the Ramban, for tzitzis, for tefillin, for sukkah, if you didn't make the bracha initially before you put the tzitzis on, before you put the tefillin on, you can still make the bracha later. Because as long as you're wearing the tzitzis, as long as you're wearing the tefillin, as long as you're in the sukkah, then you're still makayim a mitzvah. You're still doing a maisa mitzvah. So you can make a bracha before the next asir, before the next kiyum. But if you're talking about a mitzvah that you yotzi at one point in time, right? At one point in time, you know, if you didn't make a bracha on the shofar and you blew the shofar, right? If the shofar is blown and you listen to all the kolos, let's say you listen to all 100 kolos, right? Or you listen to the tkiyos, the meyushim, the tkiyos, the meumad, you listen to the daraisa and the darabonim, and then you want to make the bracha, so you can't make the bracha then. Right, or any other, you know, there are simpler mitzvahs. Let's say you put up a mezuzah and you forgot to make a bracha. You can't make the bracha after the mezuzah is up, because that's a mitzvah that occurs at one moment. There's a ma'isa mitzvah. That's it. It's not nimsheches. But by a mitzvah nimsheches, says the Rambam, you can make a bracha afterwards. So presumably, that's what the Balei Tosfos are assuming over here. That's they hold the mitzvah of netilas lulav is a mitzvah hanimsheches because nanum is part of the mitzvah. So therefore, they say that you can make the bracha even after the original. The tila, the original hagbah, because nanun is part of the mitzvah, and you can make the bracha before the next chelik of the mitzvah. The problem is that this din of the Rambam is only b'di'evah. The Rambam admits that even if the mitzvah is nimshaches, you're supposed to lechatchila make the bracha before the tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. So how does this solve our problem? Now, everyone agrees that the netila itself, the ma'aseh netila itself, is the tchilas asiyas hamitzvah. So how can Tosfos say lechatchila make the bracha? Afterwards, make the bracha before the nanuim, between the ma'aseh netila and the nanuim, because it's nimshach. But that's only b'di'evah. That's not lechatchila. So how can they say lechatchila? Lechora Tosfos should have opted for some of the other possibilities, right? He should say the fourth possibility is not a possibility. Maybe nanuim is part of the mitzvah, but that's not going to help us over here. The real answer is one of the first three. Why does he even mention the fourth? The fourth is only a din b'di'evah, and he's talking lechatchila what to do. The Balamorim Sochin writes that maybe the pshat is this, that Tosfos assumes that it's best to be holding the cheftza shel mitzvah when you make the bracha. If you're not holding the cheftza shel mitzvah when you make the bracha, that's over the overlasiyasa. That's too far removed from the asiyasa mitzvah. That's too early to make the bracha. So Tosfos is assuming that you're supposed to be ochez in the cheftza shel mitzvah when you make the bracha. So that's why he says that the first two options, in the fourth option, Tosfos is thinking, he's mistopping, maybe the first two are not good. Maybe the first two options will not help us, because the first option, to make the bracha when the dalaminim are on the table, you're not holding the cheftza. You're not holding the cheftza, that's going to be over the over. The second option also is not good enough, because if the esrog's upside down, that's called not holding an esrog, so you're not really holding the cheftza shel mitzvah, so that's going to be over the over as well. The third option, Tosfos didn't really like the third option. He wasn't sure the third option was so compelling, because who says that kavana hafucha, that having a negative kavana really works? If you hold Mitzvah Sein Shvichas kavana, it could be that you don't need kavana, that the Maisa Mitzvah itself is the whole mitzvah. So as long as you do the Maisa Netila, you've been able to the mitzvah, whether you have kavana or whether you have a negative kavana, it doesn't matter. Negative kavana might not help you. So maybe that's why Tosfos suggests the fourth answer. Why? He says, look, I know that the reason that you can make a bracha after the original Asiyas HaMitzvah by a mitzvah Hanim Sheches only b'di'evah. But this is a Shas Adchak. We don't know what to do. Shas Adchak to the Evadami. We don't know what to do to be Mevarach the Bracha at the right time. It has to be over Lasiyasa, but it can't be over the over. But I don't have any solution to the problem, because I have to be Ochez the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. I have to be holding the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. But yet, once I'm holding the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, if I've been Yotze, then how can I make the Bracha afterwards? So that's why Tosfos comes on to this Yisod, that if Nanuim are considered a part of the Mitzvah, I can still make the Bracha after the original Mais and Atila, before Nanuim, because the Mitzvah is not complete.
Is it
B'dievah? It's a Shas Adchak, K'dievah Dami. It turns into a Lachatchila. Right? That this is the way, Tosfos says, maybe this is the way that you should make the Bracha. That's his fourth option. Now, we happen not to paskin like this fourth option. Lemaisa, we paskin like the second option. That's what most people do, right? You turn the esrog upside down, pick up the esrog upside down, pick up the lulav with the other minim right side up, make the bracha, turn the esrog up right side up, make the shachianu before you turn the esrog over, right? Make both brachas before you turn the esrog over, and then shake the lulav and esrog together. That's how we paskin. But even though we paskin against this four shita, we're not going to rely on the four shita lechatchila. But there are nafkamina lemaisa where we do rely on this fourth shita. L'mashal, let's say b'diavad, a person forgot to make the bracha before the maisa matila. So we do rely on this shita. Then you can make the bracha afterwards. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Magen Avraham in Siman Tofresh Nun Aleph Sukkot and Yud Aleph, source 8, v'mshacha levar kodem lekicha mevarech adayin. Pirkei Avot explains that tzarech l'naneya yesh meshach zman. So therefore, you can make a bracha afterwards because the mitzvah is continuing. That's b'diavad. That's not lechatchila. Right? We're not going to rely on this four shita lechatchila. That Bayan Tosus felt that it's a shasad chak, so it's like a b'diavad. Lechatchila, you can rely on it. So we're not going to rely on that lechatchila, but b'diavad, we will rely on the shita that you can make a bracha afterwards if you didn't get the opportunity to do it before. Obviously, you can make a bracha afterwards if you haven't shake the lulav. Right? If you didn't shake the lulav yet. Better that you hadn't that you did not shake the lulav at all, right? If you shook the lulav in esrog, but you still have nanuim of halel, so according to the toes of psachim, you can still make the bracha. Yeah, okay. Maybe Taki, you can be makel for that too. Maybe you can be makel for that too. I mean, what normally happens is that a person picks up a lulav in esrog, then he realizes, you know, he's holding it. He didn't make the bracha. He's holding it, and the esrog's right side up. So if your whole mitzvah is in Tzvichas Kavana, making the Takayotza, he didn't have Kavana Hafucha. So that's the situation where you can just make the bracha right there and then, because you haven't shaked the lulav yet. Right? So you can make the bracha right there. Another situation... Yes, Moody?
You remember after Halal, should you make the bracha then?
We're going to get to that. You're saying because Hoshanah is still coming? We're going to get to that. That's the Chai Adam. Daniel.
Have you picked it up, Dax?
I don't think you accomplish anything there because you're holding it already. So if you assume that nuim is part of the mitzvah, then you can make the bracha the way it is now. But turning it upside down is not going to accomplish anything because you were holding it already. There is another situation where we see that there are smuchin lekach, that sometimes we're actually machmir like the fourth sheet of Tosfos. Not that we're makel to make the bracha lechatchila after the mais netila before the nanuim, but we assume that the nanuim are considered a part of the mitzvah. But before we get there, let me take a question, Yaakov.
So if you picked up the esrog directly, can you pick up the lulav upside down and fulfill the same purpose?
You could do that. It's just a lot harder to hold the upside down, right? I think that's why Delsus, you know, chose the esrog. He wants to make your life a little easier. But technically speaking, you could. So then you'd have three minim upside down. So okay, yeah, definitely would be a conversation piece for the Suda if someone saw someone do that in shul. Just be careful not to break the tip of the lulav when you do that. I don't recommend it. Turn the esrog upside down; it's much easier. There's a discussion in the poskim. When is the best time to make the bracha on the lulav and esrog? When should you do that? The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Ari Yizal and the Shalah felt lechatchila one should make the bracha in the sukkah. And he didn't have a sukkah in the shul that was so accessible. There's some shtiblach that, like, you know, after Chazaras Hashatz, they all take the lulav and esrog, they walk out to the sukkah, they make the bracha, and then they come back in for halal. So I guess the Ari didn't have that situation. So he says, take the lulav and esrog in the sukkah, make the bracha, and then do the nanuim, the other nanuim of halal, in the shul later. That's what he would do. He'd get up early, right? As the Sharet Zion explains in Sifkot Mem Gimel, Shalol Lahasho says Hamitzvah. He didn't want to wait. He probably couldn't sleep at night. He probably couldn't sleep because he was so excited, waiting for the possibility to do the mitzvah. I heard a story about one of the Rosh Yeshiva in the tri-state area that. They called his home Matzah Yom Tov, either Matzah Sukkos or Matzah Pesach, and the Rebbetzin picked up, and they asked to speak to Rosh Hashiva, and she said he went to sleep because he's going to get up very, very early, because he hasn't put on tefillin for the last week, and he's so excited to put on his tefillin that he has to get up at the first moment that he can put on his tefillin. Shows you something about how, well, the kind of chadibus hamitzvah person is supposed to have. So that's what happened. All these Balei Kabbalah, the Ari and the Shalah, they would get up early and go to the sukkah, go to the sukkah to make a bracha on the lulav and esrog, and they do nanuim in shul a little bit later. Rav Shechter quotes in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that the Rav felt, according to Tosfos, maybe it's better to wait on the bracha of Netilas Lulav until Halal, because if you assume that nanuim are part of the mitzvah of Halal, like Tosfos and Psachim, Tosfos and Sukkah, so then maybe you should try to be mitzarif the nanuim to the bracha. You're making a bracha on the mitzvah, so what are you going to do after the bracha? You do the mais and netila, that's the ikar mitzvah. But if nanuim is part of the mitzvah, it's good to be mitzarif all the chalokim of the mitzvah to the bracha as well. Moshe lakach, we talked about before Rosh Hashanah, that the bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar really should go on all of the tkios that you're going to do. Not just the tkios the Meusha, but the tkios the Meumad as well. In fact, all mea kolos. Right? It's appropriate lechachila not to be mafsik until the last kol. We talked about some of the Rishonim say it's not necessary, but the Parshat Pshat is, like the Rif, that you're supposed to be quiet. You're supposed to not be mafsik between the bracha and all of the kolos. Why? Because it's best that the bracha should be chal on all of the chalakim of the mitzvah. So the same thing over here. The Rav wanted to suggest that if these Rishonim are all correct, that nanuim is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and according to the Rambam, even Nanuim of Halal part of the mitzvah. According to Tosfos Psachim, Nanuim of Halal part of the mitzvah. Where's that Rambam? That was the Rambam on the back on the first page still. Rambam Netilas Lulav says, "Mitzvah Kehilchasa in Tzua 7, Shechbiya Aguda Shosh Aminim, Vyimin, Vesor Vismol, Viola Vyavi, Viala Vyorid, Vyinanea Halulav Sholosh Pabim Lechol Ruach," and he talks about how to be Menanea. The Heichan Molech Umevi B'Shas Kriyas HaHalel V'Hod LaShem Kitov. Nanum that the Rambam is talking about is at the time that you recite Halel. The Rambam seems to be assuming that's part of the Mitzvah Kehilchasa. The Mitzvah Kehilchasa is to shake the Lulav B'Shas HaHalel. That's a part of the Mitzvah. Said the Rav, if the Rambam is correct, if the Bali Tos are correct, that Nanum is part of the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, so then it's appropriate, the Chachila, that the Bracha should be Mitzvah to that as well. So he said, L'chora, it's probably better to make the bracha close to Halal. So you'll be able to be mitzarif the bracha and the mais and the tila to the nanu and to have the full mitzvah connected to the bracha. Now we should point out that it could be that the Ari and the Shalah also admit that nanuim are part of the mitzvah, but maybe they just hold that you could be yotze with the nanuim that you do b'shas ha-bracha. Maybe you don't need nanuim of Halal. Right? They might agree fundamentally to the Yisod that maybe Nanuim is part of the mitzvah, but they don't hold of this extra addition that even Nanuim of Halal are part of the mitzvah. Maybe that's just Shiori mitzvah, that's extra, that's not really a chelik of the mitzvah, it's an extra halacha, it's a dinderabonah, chazal ha-masakin. But maybe they agree fundamentally. But said the Rav, according to the Rambam and Tosfos, you get the impression that even Nanuim of Halal are part of the mitzvah, so it would seem appropriate to be mitzarif the bracha to those nanuim, to wait, not to make a bracha mitzvah. You know, we want to be matzari of the mitzvah of the Netilas Lulav with the mitzvah sukkah, and that's al-pi Kabbalah, they're all connected. Connected al-pi Kabbalah. There's one shita that holds that the schach can only be made out of what's kosher for dalet minim. You reach such a shita in the Gemara. It's interesting. So we see there are connections between the two. So there is a time for that. But we have to go with what the halacha tells us to do. Right? If there's an inyan to be mevarech, to connect the bracha to as many parts of the mitzvah as possible, so then perhaps one should make the bracha dafka before the halal, so that the bracha would mitzurif even to the nanuim of halal. Another halacha that relates to the mitzvah of the netilas lulav is how to hold the lulav and esrog in your hand at the time of the mitzvah. Can you hold the lulav and esrog in one hand? So the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara, it is in source 10. The Gemara says, "Yochel yeh esrog imon b'aguda achas amit v'chinomar pri etzada v'kapos tamar halonemar ela kapos tamar." The Gemara says, "I would think maybe you're supposed to tie the esrog up with the other 3 minim." Says the Gemara, "It says pri etzada kapos tamar, it doesn't say pri etzada v'kapos tamar. So the esrog is not supposed to be b'aguda achas with the other minim." So the Beis Yosef and Siman Tofresh Nunala quotes from the Orchas Chaim, one of the Rishonim, that if you hold the lulav and esrog in one hand, you're not going to be yotzei. Based on this gemara, that you see that the esrog has to be separate from the other three minim. So if you're not allowed to tie them together, you're not supposed to hold them in the same hand either, he says. So if you hold them in the same hand, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. The Taz disagrees. Taz, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Taz says, no, the Gemara is not talking about holding the lulav and esrog in one hand. The Gemara is talking about tying them together. You can't tie them together. The esrog is not supposed to be baguda achas with the other three minim. But you can hold them in one hand as long as they're not baguda achas, then the esrog is separate. That's okay. You can be yotzei in such a fashion. That's what the Taz says. And there's a back and forth. The Mishnah Berurah in source 11 quotes a back and forth in the Achrona. He says, "Ulein halacha yesh lahachmir b'shal Torah v'tzarech lachzer v'litlo below bracha." The Mishnah Berurah says that le'inyan the mitzvah deraisa, you should be machmir. That if you pick up a lulav and esrog with one hand, he says you should assume if you're not yotzei, you should take them again in two hands, because we're machmir like the Orchas Chaim, at least the chatchila for the mitzvah deraisa, to take a lulav and esrog in two separate hands. Rav Shechter writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, page Reish Yud Ches, he quotes from the Magen Avram that one should be nizer in this, not just the Shas Netilas Lulav, but even during Hoshanas as well. This is in Source 12. Magen Avram writes, "Afilu birchal kfar ve'achach not lo pambe sorch litlo bimin kigon b'shas amiras Hoshanas." Even during Hoshanas, you have to take the Lulav and Esrog in two separate hands. Be machmer for this. And he writes in the Nefesh HaRav that the Minig quotes that they were made, that in Brisk they were machmer for this, that there was someone who walked in back of the Shliach Tzibur. As they said Hoshanis, someone walked in back of the Shliach Tzibur with a sitter, so that the Shliach Tzibur could hold a lulav and esrog in his two hands, and he didn't have to hold the sitter. Someone would walk in back of him with the sitter, so that he wouldn't have to hold the sitter in one hand and the dalaminim in the other hand. But others point out, the Marsham, in the Sefer Chaim Ubracha, he says, you know, the Olam is not nizer in this. Certainly in Hoshanas, at least, people often, they'll hold the Hoshanas, you know, the Nusach of the Hoshanas, the Siddur, in the left hand, and they'll hold a little Vanessa in the right hand. They're not so nizer in this. Not so nizer in this. From the Magen Avraham, you clearly get the impression that even the Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Lul Vanessa, no? Clearly. Because he's saying that the halacha, that you have to hold the Esrog in a different hand, that Chumrah, that applies to the Hoshanas too. If the Hoshanas is just stam, it's an extra takon of Zechel and Mikdash. They took Hoshanas in the Beis HaMikdash, so we take Hoshanas as well. It's a Dinder Abonin. So then maybe all the Chumras of Dal Aminim don't have to apply to Hoshanas. The fact that the Magen Avraham says that this Chumra, that you have to have the Esrog in a separate hand, applies to the Hoshanas as well, it gives the impression that Hoshanas is part of the Mitzvah too. But this is a Suffolk in the Chai Adam. In Source 13, Chai Adam says, "Milbir Kodam Anatila Mevarech Achakach Shagam Hananuim Hein Min HaMitzvah." First, the Chai Adam says, "B'diavad, you can rely on the Bali Tosfos and the Rambam that the Nanuim are taka part of the Mitzvah." "V'Hakofa Tzarech Iyun," he says. He says, "Hasafek Atzarech Iyun in the Chai Adam. Hakofa Tzarech Iyun the Einu El Azecher LeMikdash. Hoshanas is Azecher LeMikdash." The question is, so how a Chazal misaken this takon, right? Is it just the Zeich HaMikdash, or did they say Zeich HaMikdash, we're misakin that the Hoshanas are part of the Tilas Lula, part of the mitzvah itself? How far did they go? That's the topic of the Chai Adam. So what is it? How do we paskin? Do we paskin that Hoshanas are part of the mitzvah of the Tilas Lula or not? So when do we recite Hoshanas? Machlokas in Hogan, right? Machlok is the Nusach Ashkenaz, the Nusach Svar. At Nusach Svar, they recite Halah, then they say Hoshanas before the Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Nusach Ashkenaz says Halah, then we have Kriyas HaTorah, then we have Musaf, and we have Hoshanas after the Musaf. So people, you know, those who daven Nusach Svar, so they find it a little easier. You're holding a little of an Esrog, you can do the Hoshanas, you know, you have to hold it, then put it down, then try to figure out, should I put it away? Should I leave it out? Will it dry up? Will that, you know, the B'nai Ashkenaz have it a little bit more difficult, a little bit more challenging. It should be the biggest challenge that we have here. Right? They have to put it away, and then they have to pick it up again. What's this all based on? Should we do Hoshanas after the Halal? Should we do Hoshanas later? Like, what's it all based on? So there are many different svaras given. You can look in the Tzipras HaFranks in the Kriya Kodesh. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. Different reasons that are given. But the Rav pointed out that if you assume Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, so then Lechora, you should do Hoshanas after Halav. Right? So that it's mitzurav to the Netila. Lechora. Right? That should be a good svar. If you're going to do the Hoshanas after Musa, so what's the tziruv? If you assume Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, Lechora, you should try to be mitzarif it to the Nanuim of Halav. So the fact that the B'nai Ashkenaz, at least, are no-hay to do the Hoshanas after Musaf would seem to imply that at least they, again, I'm not talking for the those who daven Nusach Svar, but at least those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, it would seem as though we assume l'halacha that the Hoshanas are not a part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. It's a mitzvah if they atzma. So if that's correct, then perhaps there is room to be melamed zchus on those who hold the Lulav and Esrog in one hand when they say Hoshanas against the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram was assuming Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. But if the minig is not like that, the minig is against the Magen Avram. So maybe that's the reason why people hold the Lulav and Esrog in one hand, because they feel like for the Hoshanas you don't have to be a macher for all the chumas of the Dalet Min. I mean, maybe they hold them in their one hand because they just don't know better. That's a possibility, but there are people who do know all of the halachas, and they still do that sometimes. So maybe it's a limud zchus. L'chora, it's better to be machmer. It's better to be machmer. Even if you do Hoshanas after Musaf, it's better to be machmer to hold the Lulav and Esrog in two separate hands. They have now these small Hoshanas, like it's like a folded piece of paper or something. It's very easy to hold the Lulav and Esrog in two different hands and hold the Hoshana booklet in the middle. You know, it's not so difficult to do. So to be machmer for this shita, that the proper way to hold the Dalet Min is that the Esrog should be in a different hand, and the other three Min, and L'chori, it's better to try to be machmer even during Hoshanas to do that. Efraim?
We found recently they made these cards you could put on your arm.
Yeah, they're getting very advanced nowadays in the 21st century. I don't know, they didn't have this when I was growing up. It's very exciting. The only problem is that when you want to go to the next part, you know, like there's when you're makif, and then we say a piyut, we say something afterwards. So I think that's episode inside. So you have to like put it down to rip it off. You know? I think it's better to use the folded one. That's just simpler, much easier to maneuver. I mean, look, I've even done this even when we didn't have these folded pieces of paper, these folded cards. Even when we had a sitter, I was able to do it with the sitter too. It looks a little bit strange. But everyone in shul is Jewish, and you know, they're not going to look at you as being strange. They know what you're trying to do, so it's probably better to try to do that, to hold the machzer in your hand, but to hold the esrog in a different hand than the other dalet minim. Yes.
I was just going to say that in our shul we have a minhag, we have on a T-shirt that says.
You are kidding me. that is way beyond where. Yeah, I thought we were up to that. Okay. So you see that they're machmir. In your shul, they are machmir. This shita, the Magen Avram, they weren't in Brisk, right? In Brisk, they couldn't have the T-shirts. I tend to believe even if they could have the T-shirts, they probably wouldn't have had them in shul. But okay, it's fine. But they weren't advanced enough to have them, so they did something else. But that might not be such a bad thing to do if that makes it easier. I guess if it gives an extra excitement to the mitzvah, maybe it's a good thing too. Certainly for the kids, sure, certainly it'll make the kids very excited by the mitzvah. You know, it's a new opportunity to get a T-shirt. We'll talk about it later. It's certainly a good thing to do if it'll be able to if it will enable everyone to incline the mitzvah properly. Yes.
Would the Rav say that Kriyas HaTorah would be a half stake in between, and there's also a reason to say it after Halal, meaning it's going like out of like you say Halal with the non like with the lulav. You put it down, then you have Musaf. That'd be a hefsek between the continuation of the mitzvah of love.
Right, so there are rules. Why should the Kriyas HaTorah come first? Is it Tadim Shinov Tadim Tadim Kodim? There are all these different rules. So if you look in the sources, you'll see that those are some of the reasons that are given for why we break it up or we don't break it up. The Rav is just saying there's one svara that he wants to add to the discussion, that if the Nanum are part of the mitzvah, then maybe it's better to do the Hoshanas earlier. I'm not sure what the Rav's minig was. What did he do in Boston? I don't know what his minig. I mean, I think they daven Nusach Ashkenaz there, but what are they doing?
I think they do it after
They do have to hollow. Oh, maybe. So that's very good. So it would work out with what the Rav wanted to say.
A lot of the Nusach Ashkenaz schools do have to hollow now.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's not Nusach Ashkenaz. That's Nusach convenience. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not Nusach Ashkenaz. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, but we'll stop here with the halach. I just want to add a brief thought to Chizuk before Yom Kippur.